Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening here in the United States to the broadcast. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Mexico and Canada, Iraq. Welcome to you also. And Philippines, welcome. And to every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. Amen and amen. It is a blessed day in the Lord. Thank God for this day. And as we wait for my brother, Brother Robert, to come on, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Once again, we have come together to go into the Word of God. We ask today, Lord God, that you anoint the speakers today, and Lord God, that you will anoint the hearers today. And Father, help us to rightly divide your Word in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. And we ask today that your Spirit would accompany us once again on this journey as we assemble together. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we will give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise be to God. We are on part two tonight of the Reformation. Those of you that was listening on Thursday night, we open up with part one. I want to encourage all you that first-time listeners, go back, listen to part one after you listen to this one. And we have been talking to you somewhat a little bit about the Reformation. And really, the Word of God, the plan and the work of the Lord in these last days is the restitution, restoring of all things. Now, in the Reformation, meaning an improvement or a change, and as my brother had alluded to and let you know, that there was what had happened, even with the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church and people leaving, there was a type of reform. But basically, and before I go any further, let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for you this day. Another blessed Amen. Day in Christ Jesus, and another opportunity to drop some more pain on that devil and to give the Amen. Word of God to the people. Amen.
Amen.
We are in part two once again, and we have been talking to you and starting about the Reformation, letting you know what it deal with. And as my brother alluded to, as I said before, he let you know that there was those who broke off from the Roman Catholic Church, and there was a type of reform that went on there, a change. But we noticed that the Word of God, in talking about the plan of God in these last days, he speaks of a restoring and restitution of all things. And then we come to understand that some look at this Reformation that happened during the time with the Roman Catholic Church, and when the Protestants such as Martin Luther broke off from it, that that was an improvement for the papacy. But once again, that is not scripture. That is not something God supports, the improvement of papal Rome or the papacy. Hallelujah. And I want to continue on from there. And from there, I want to read to you the testimony of a man named Alexander Campbell, who was known to be a leading Presbyterian and was later called the founder of what is called discipleism. Now, I want to read something to you that he said in dealing with this Reformation that we're talking about here. Amen. And once again, as we deal with this, you know, my brother and I, we're just coming with the word of God, people. We're not trying to purposely hurt anyone. We're not trying to toot our own horn and try to say we're better than anyone. None of that, okay? But we have to give you the word of the Lord in order to let you know the work of the Lord that he's doing in these last days, amen? And once again, he's dealing with the restitution and restoration of all things, the things that be of God, okay? And so, therefore, I want to read, once again, the testimony. Like I said, this man's name is Alexander Campbell. He was, once again, considered to be a leading Presbyterian, and he is said to be the founder of what is called discipleism. And I want to read to you what he said. Glory be to God. He said, a reformation or popery was attempted in Europe for 3 centuries ago. It ended in a Protestant hierarchy and swarms of dissenters. Protestantism has been reformed into Presbyterianism, that into Congregationalism, and that into Baptism, etc., and etc. Methodism or the Methodists has attempted to reform all, but has reformed itself into many forms of Wesleyanism. They are at best a reformation of popery and only reformation in part. Now, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Now, Campbell was letting you know that this reformation, first of all, was dealing with an improvement of the papacy, but he also was letting you know that these denominations, once again, what I'm about to say, okay, you know, we're not trying to, and I want to say this, we have brothers and sisters in Christ in these denominations, okay? Not all the people in there is, but there are some who hearts have been honest and given it to the Lord. But Campbell is also letting us know that these denominations and other churches came out of the Protestant movement. Glory be to God. Yes. Which was a uprising against the Roman Catholic Church, from which Martin Luther was also once a member. Do we understand that? Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So when you have churches, and we'll talk about this in another part, maybe part 3 or 4, and hopefully I'll report to you how that even those that came out of her, okay, that came out of the Roman Catholic Church, even though they end up warring with the Roman Catholic Church, they end up fighting among themselves. But like I said, that's going to be another part. Amen. This is why God talks about the restoring or restitution of all things. Okay? So this shows that originally these churches came out from the Roman Catholic Church. Now I know I get some silences on that. And I know that if there were some people right now who could either write me or get their hands on me or whatever, or tell me off, they probably want to do it. The first thing they will accuse me of, they say, well, what you're saying your church is better. I didn't say that. In fact, in our church that we belong to, we got problems in it. Okay?
Amen.
I'm just going to lay it down for you. We got problems in it. This is why my brother and I, we uplift the work of Jesus. Y'all don't hear us coming on the broadcast and say, hey, our church is the thing. Okay? Is number one. We're the ones. Y'all cannot, no one can testify to us even saying that. And as a whole, we've been on Blog Talk Radio over 4 years. None of y'all could testify and say, well, you know, that's what they said. They church was the one. You would not hear that on none of the broadcasts. Why? Because we uplift the work of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Understand what I'm saying? And so here, Campbell is letting us know that these denominations come out of from the Roman Catholic Church. It come out during the time of the Protestant movement. Okay? This is why, and this is another thing I'm about to say, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother, that some people would not like. This is why they are not set up the way Christ set up his church. Why? Because the Roman Catholic Church was. Uh-oh. Hallelujah. Because if you came out from her now, okay, and we know that she's not the church of Christ.
Amen.
She's not set up like Christ set up his church.
Amen.
Amen. I could just throw you one example right quick. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4, when it tells us about the ministry gifts, it lists what? Apostle, pastor, evangelist, teachers. It doesn't mention popes, archbishops. It don't say that. Okay? Amen. It don't mention that. And when you're going around talking about, well, you know, Peter was the first pope, that's not scripture.
Amen.
And that's this last thing I'm about to say. You got the many churches that came out from her, the denomination. They don't come into the ministry. Many don't come into the ministry by the, quote, call of God. For you to get in the ministry, some of them, all the thing you have to do is pass 33 questions. But that's another thing we'll talk about a little bit later. So, therefore, I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we was talking about the Reformation, okay? We talked about the Reformation, okay? That it is not of God, okay? That is, hallelujah, that these three claims, okay, they claim to be the succession of Peter, okay? From the succession of Peter, okay? Which is unscriptural, okay? So they could not have come from, because that's unscriptural, okay, and it's not godly. Or God don't work that way. God, he never worked that way. God, he never worked through succession, okay? Thank you, Jesus. God don't work through succession. God don't say because you're my son, your son's going to be my son too, okay? And because that doesn't work that way. Okay, or your family is going to automatically be saved because you saved.
Right.
They can come to Christ. They have a greater reason to come to Christ because you're saved, but they ain't coming to Christ just because you saved. Matter of fact, people fight extra hard against you not to come to Christ. Your son is the one that will turn against you and your daughter. Thank you, Jesus. Those are the ones that really trust God, they getting bad. They get bad. The closer you get to Christ, the farther they get away from Christ. And they get right into that devil's arms. that don't make sense to most people, but that's the way it is. Okay? There's no such thing as no succession in Christ. Christ didn't tell us that, okay? All right? The Reformation, okay, no such thing as a Reformation except for people can reform, okay, and stop doing all the evil that they've been doing before, okay, or the evil thing that they came out of. That's, they can reform from evil, okay, but they still cannot be the restoration, like my brother told you the other day. Thank you, Jesus. Even though you call yourself all these things, okay, you change the names of the offices, okay, you call yourself cardinals, you call yourself archbishops and all that kind of stuff, you call yourself all kind of things, okay, which callings are not in the scripture, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Pope is not in the scriptures, okay? Pope is a Roman. It's a Roman traditional calling for the what? The kings of Rome.
Amen.
The emperors of Rome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're talking about strictly going by the design that God has set forth, okay? Now, God has set forth a design, okay? Scriptures, okay? And we pointed you, many times we went to Hebrews, the fifth chapter and the sixth chapter, okay? The last two verses of the fifth chapter, 12, 13, and 14, right? And sixth chapter, 1 and 2, okay? We told you that, okay? Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus, that Jesus Christ set up his church, okay? The sixth chapter of Hebrews says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. That means that you're supposed to stay at one place, okay? Because those are the basics. That's the very basics of God's word, okay? That's what all the church is supposed to be built upon, okay? But do you see this example in the Roman Catholic Church?
No way.
Do you? Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead, this and the eternal judgment. Thank you, Jesus. So there's seven things there, okay, because baptisms is plural, okay, for more than one. So there's only two types of baptism, okay? There's the earthly baptism, which is of water, and there's the baptism that comes from heaven, okay, which is of the Spirit. That's the two baptisms, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, the water baptism, you can only be baptized, okay, with water. You know, the water doesn't increase or decrease or whatever. It's just water, okay? But it's a symbol, okay, of your allegiance to Christ Jesus and that you have laid down your life and that you are dead to sin, to transgressions, to iniquities, but you're alive to Christ, okay? That's what the baptism is supposed to represent, the water baptism, okay? Now, the baptism that comes from above, okay, hallelujah, it can be, it increases, okay, as you go on in Christ, okay, and as you prepare yourself for it, okay, it will increase, okay, and it gets stronger. It gets more, okay? It's not the same amount that you had when you came to Christ. That same part that drew you to Christ, okay, that same spirit that drew you to Christ, okay, that's not the same spirit that's supposed to baptize you, okay? So there's different amounts, okay, because it speaks of wells of living waters, okay? It speaks of, hallelujah, rivers of living water, okay? That's the Holy Spirit, right? Thank you. So
Amen.
It could be greater or greatest, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And we'll talk about that some other time. But we're trying to tell you that God, Jesus Christ, had a structure, that he had a design, and he had a significant design, okay? His design is what he wants his church to be, okay? Okay, Jesus. And my brother just got to telling you about how he designed his church, okay, in the way of ministry and stuff, okay? And he said he called some to be what? Apostles, prophets.
Amen.
Right? Hallelujah, right? Teachers, right?
Amen.
Pastors, right?
Amen.
Right? This is fivefold calling. That's the fivefold calling of Christ, okay? And it's all of the ministry contained, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now I'm going to tell you a secret. Women can be prophets, okay?
Amen. Amen.
They can be a part of the ministry. They part of the ministry, ain't they? Okay?
Amen.
aren't they? Yes, they are.
Amen.
The scripture said there's neither male nor female, okay? Now, we try to cut, by our traditions of men, we try to cut women off from being a part of the workings of Christ, okay? Now, I'm not talking about, when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about the offices of ministry of elders and priests and apostles. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about they have a part in all of the part, body of Christ except for that. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Now, this is according to the design and word of God, okay? Now, we're talking about the design of God. We're talking about the pattern of God. We're talking about the plan of God, God's plan, not your plan.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
I'm going to leave it right there for the day. But, hallelujah, it's important that you understand that a lot of our traditions have, even the traditions of these little churches that come out the Reformation, they have so many traditions of men, okay? They tell women, oh, you can't speak the word of God, or you can't do this. A lot of them tell women that they can't do this and they can't do that. They can't do nothing but make chicken. Go in the kitchen to make some chicken.
Amen.
Make a salad or whatever. Make a cake or something. That God called you into the body to make a cake.
Amen. Amen.
That sounds silly, doesn't it? But that's what people. You just get in there, go in there, satisfy my soul, and make me a cake.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that's why I'm gonna leave that right that day, okay? I hope that makes somebody mad. Okay, brother, take it away.
Well, we praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the message the brother just deal with today. Glory to God, and my brother telling the truth. I mean, my God, it does sound ridiculous. I mean, you know, as we get ready to close, I just want to say this. Now, if any of you, let's say being a man, you sick, you hurt, you in some excruciating pain, okay? You ain't getting no relief nowhere. And your wife, who's supposed to be saved like you, is in the room. You going to tell me, first of all, number one, you ain't going to let her pray for you. And number two, you ain't going to let her lay hands on you to get some relief, praying that the power of God work through her. You mean to tell me you're going to be so built up against her, being a woman, that you're going to deny that? Only thing I can say to something like that is that you ain't in as much pain as you say. You couldn't be. Amen. Ain't no way in the world you could be in much pain as you say. If you're telling people, oh, I'd be in excruciating pain, and you couldn't be if you deny my God. If I'm in pain and there's some sisters around, let me tell you something. Brother Nate ain't hesitate one moment to say, sister, get your praying shoes on and get your laying on the hand shoes on because it's time to go to work. I need y'all to come pray. Because anytime you're in some excruciating pain, you want to be delivered.
Man.
And you find people that don't, I'm just going to be honest with you. There's something wrong with them, okay?
Amen.
And I have to personally say you're not in as much pain as you say, because when you're in constant pain, okay, and you're going to deny what can be used to bring forth healing in you, come on, people.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I mean, my God. I mean, it just, you know, if it wasn't so funny, it'll make you cry, okay? It'll make you cry. You either laugh or you're going to just cry from sorrow, you know, what you hear, that how so many men, and I'm talking about males, have gotten caught up in this thing that, as my brother said, my wife is anointed to flip the bird in the grease. That's it. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. And I'm like, my God, man, if that be the case, brother, you in trouble. Okay, because if you ever get sick, you know, you in some serious trouble. Okay, my Lord. So we thank God for the broadcast tonight, you know. And don't forget, tomorrow we're coming to Reformation Part 3. My brother and I, we will be back on. Praise be to God. And don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaiden. So once again, we thank God for all you listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.